This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should I tell him this or should I wait?
Yeah, you take 2 seconds.
All right, so hang on, because I know he's Chris Rose.
Chris Rose is on.
Is he on hold?
Oh, he's on hold right now.
All right, just real quick. Grease is
punch
on last
Chris
night.
Up so he can,
all right, you can get in on
in.
This too. Hang on a second.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I can't wait to hear this one, guys.
All right, so I'm watching.
Get ready, Chris.
I'm watching. Grease was on last night, right?
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm watching with my daughter.
Fresh movie.
Okay. And I'm asking myself, how did Sandy not know where Danny Zuko went to school? They spent the entire summer together. And now all of a sudden, they're at a pep rally. And now she sees him for the first. And, like, they never once, after doing this whole summer loving thing.
Everywhere she moves to the United States and boom.
Yeah, how did she not know where he went to high school?
I mean, really, all she should have done was just check his Instagram feed.
That's true.
Chris Rose,
you know,
kids.
At the very least, would have figured this whole thing out.
This was really bothering me. The other thing that bothered me about the movie, after the bonfire, nobody put the bonfire out. The bonfire is just going in the background. You tell me they didn't have the fire department there or somebody put that fire out?
We have a guy from
the NFL Network
on the phone.
That's why we have so many fires out here in Los Angeles.
See?
Now
we can learn. We
guys
can learn
from the
something.
MLB Network, and you're talking Grease.
All right, Chris, let me ask you.
Okay.
I have a much more important question.
Hello, Chris.
Allegedly, the Browns went to dinner with Darnold last night, right?
Right.
Okay. And he has said in the past, Jimmy Haslam, that you can learn a lot about someone by the way they order food.
Orange whip.
Okay. Agree or disagree?
I suppose if you're a little older, maybe that's possible. But I can just tell you, having sat next to Sam Darnold on, you know, a stage with Dion and LT, and I looked at him, and he was 100% college kid. So if he didn't order, like, chicken fingers and French fries, I would have been shocked. Like, he's 20. He's 20 years old. I don't know what you expect out of him there.
Well, I think what he's expecting is for him to sit down, be at the table with these guys, pick up the menu and go, chicken wings and French fries, please. And that's it. Make that decision quick.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. Sometimes you want to go to your second read. So maybe he's interested in going down further down the menu. You know, you got to look off the chicken fingers and French fries.
Agree.
Depending on what sort of menu you're looking at. Maybe you got to go burger and a salad, right? And if, depending on what sort of defense the wait staff is playing, then you might have to go pasta or fish. It just all depends. Do whatever the wait staff is giving you and take that. Live to see another meal.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. And maybe you're just hoping for dessert in the end.
You never know. I mean, really, that is the touchdown of all dinner meals.
See, I feel like I've learned so much today. We've only been on the air for 46 minutes. I'm so much smarter.
Yeah.
Jeff, why don't you ask me a real serious football question as we're 17 weeks away from the draft. Keep going. It's very serious.
We're trying to do a sports talk radio show in Cleveland, Chris, and there's a draft coming up, and the Browns have the first and fourth picks, and Andy wants to talk lobster bisque.
Yes. Well, that's okay. So far, we've wasted 2 minutes and 37 seconds of everybody's time. So, next?
No, we haven't. People will look at the people they're sitting next to when they go to eat dinner and see how long it takes for them to order the meal. And then they'll say, you know what? You could be my quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So I was sitting on the couch last night, and I thought, you know, let me look at video on all five of these top-rated quarterbacks back-to-back. And, you know, we've all seen all these guys play. And two things struck me, Chris. Number one was, and it was Josh Allen, Darnold, Rosen, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. I thought, all five of these guys look like they can play and look like their skills will translate to the NFL to some extent. And I also thought, and there's no question that the guy who is the most intriguing prospect of the bunch and looks like he could become the greatest quarterback of the five is Josh Allen of Wyoming, based on size, arm, mobility. And I wonder, is it a gamble to take that guy? Do you draft a guy in this situation based on, boy, this guy could become this, or what are the Browns going to be looking at? Because clearly it looks like Allen has the biggest upside.
Yeah, I mean, physically, I don't think there's a question about it. I mean, he's a giant. You know, he's the size of Carson Wentz, and we all saw his arm strength on display in Indianapolis, and it can't help but wow you, and that's going to help because the windows get so much tighter. But, you know, as we've seen countless times, you know, Drew Brees doesn't have the best arm in the NFL, but he's made it now for two decades because he knows where to put the ball when. And that is the most important trait of any quarterback. Do you know? I mean, you're going to make mistakes. Go look at Peyton Manning's first year. He went, 3-13 as a starter. I think he led the NFL with 28 picks. And that's, you know, the gold standard of quarterbacks pretty much. So guys are going to make mistakes. It's, do they not make them again? And you're only going to know that from sitting down, not ordering a baked potato with them at dinner, but putting them up on the board, seeing how well they compute things and how quickly they're able to, you know, turn around information and things of that nature. So that's, you know, we can all watch tape as amateur evaluators
exactly. And
say, God, that guy can throw that ball. But until these guys sit down and get to look into their eyes and their football souls and see what they're made of and go talk to the people that are around them and see how they treat people behind the scenes, that's all part of the equation here.
Chris, is there any kind of consensus at NFL Network, do you think, that where people are sitting around saying, look, Darnold should be the number one pick? Yeah, I mean, do you think it's Darnold? Well, what do you think it is?
Okay, there's two different things. Now, there's should and will.
Okay.
You know, I think there's big splits not only on which quarterback they should or even if they should. I think, obviously, things changed significantly about, you know, 4 or 5 days ago or whenever it was that the Jets moved up from 6 to 3.
Right.
Because that made it a virtual lock that the Browns are now going to have to take a quarterback. Because the prospects of quarterbacks going 1, 2, and 3 for the first time since 99 are very much real. And so that would be a great position for the Browns to be in because then they could get their quarterback and get the best player in the draft that's not a quarterback at 4. I think the Browns are sitting pretty. There's so many options for them, and they're all great options.
Agreed. I agree completely.
I'm just trying to figure out why Darnold in so many. I mean, it's weird. I'm looking at CBS. CBS has four guys that say Josh Allen's going number one. Prior to that, you know, there's a lot of Darnold, and I'm trying to figure out why one guy is better than another, or are they basing it on the team?
No, I think that they're, well, I mean, it depends. I mean, like I listened to Chris Sims the other day who does a podcast, and he says he can't find one guy he's talked to in his NFL circles that says Sam Darnold is the consensus number one or even is the best quarterback. So you're going to hear that a lot over the next 5 weeks as well. I mean, we are going to constantly pick this apart every day. And then I'm going to be watching in about an hour on NFL Network Darnold's Pro Day, and it's raining out here in Los Angeles. It's a little Cleveland-ish weather. It's a little brisk in the air, comparatively speaking. And so we'll all make an evaluation off of that. And you're going to, if he doesn't throw the ball great, you're going to hear about a wet ball and all that sort of stuff. So it's just, it's all these variables that keep coming together that make us overthink this process. But that's kind of fun, too. It really is, if you think about it. Like every day, we're just a day closer to this thing and we have reason to be excited for the first time in a while. I really, really believe that.
Chris, the Jets trade up to 3 with the Browns sitting at 4. I agree with what you said. And if the Giants don't go with Barkley and take a quarterback, all of a sudden that 4th pick becomes even that much more valuable because if you're Denver,
right,
if you're Arizona, if you're Buffalo, man, you're going to want to get up there maybe before those other teams do.
Yeah.
And get your guy. If you have, let's say, the 4th quarterback on the board is the guy that Buffalo wants, and what I personally would love is if that's the guy that Denver wants, and Denver feels they have to make sure that they get that Browns pick and it doesn't go to Arizona, it doesn't go to Buffalo, you could still get the best player on the board at 5 and pick up something in the process because Denver wants a quarterback. It's some intriguing possibilities.
It is. Here's the problem. The one problem with the Browns possibly trading out of there is that the guys I've talked to who are evaluating the draft say there's about 8 studs, 9 studs maybe in this thing, or 10 if you want to go that further, far back. And then from about 11 to 35, which is where our fourth pick of the draft would be, they're all, I'm not going to say interchangeable, but there's very little difference talent-wise. Position-wise, yes, but in terms of talent, there's not a ton of drop-off. That means that the Browns can't go too far back and still get a blue-chip player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's like, why I would only want to trade it with Denver and drop to five.
Yeah, but, I mean, what are you going to get? I mean, somehow the Lions snookered a second-round pick out of us in 2004, right? When we went Winslow, we traded up one spot, I believe, and they got a second-round pick out of us, and everybody laughed. I doubt you could pull that off. But if you can, I'm all for it. Now, I don't know if I'd want to move down to 12 because then you're kind of getting out of that sweet spot.
I agree with you.
We got to add studs, and I definitely don't want to go down to 15 with Arizona. Like, I don't need their whole draft.
Nope, agree.
Like, I need studs, and I was actually being told that even if Barkley's there at 4, dude, you might want to go Chubb. You know, you might want to go Denzel Ward and just get a guy who's on that side of the football is going to raise the talent level significantly.
Chris Rose, friend of the show, man of Northeast Ohio, national star. Thank you very much.
Star.
We always appreciate your time.
Nice.
No more Sandy questions?
No more Sandy questions. Although someone came up with a thing on Twitter, said Andy Grease was all a figment of her imagination. The theory is Sandy actually drowned on vacation and was in a coma onset briefly before death that caused this vivid fantasy. Read it up on the interweb. There you have it. That's the truth. Everything's true on Twitter.
You know what, guys? I love the middle part of this interview today. The beginning and the end. I think we needed a little work today.
All right. Well, we look forward to never talking to you again. Thanks, Chris.
Stop. Come on.
Bye.
No.
You know we love you.
All right. Summer
love.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye. Chris
summer
Rose,
loving.
Make sure you watch him. Intentional Talk. It's all over the place. And then also on NFL Network as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.